This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden will be making history when he addresses Congress in just over an hour. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
It began 14 years ago.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
President George W. Bush said he had his own honor and privilege.
As the first president to begin the State of the Union message with these words, Madam Speaker.
Since then, Nancy Pelosi sat on the House chamber rostrum for several presidential addresses, next to men.
I, Kamala Baby Harris, solemnly swear.
Tonight marks the first time two women will preside. Pelosi tells MSNBC it's exciting and wonderful and about time. The vice president's office says the moment will speak for itself. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Live coverage of the president's speech begins at 1 hour UTC at voanews.com. India's death toll from COVID-19 continues to climb, moving past 201,000 by early Thursday. That puts the South Asian nation fourth in the world behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A grim scene captures the sheer number of dead. Row upon row of bodies burning on makeshift platforms as cremation grounds have become overrun. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations. Mourners have turned to parking lots and parks as families grow desperate to bury their loved ones. International help is starting to get through, though. Supplies arriving in New Delhi included ventilators and oxygen concentrators from Britain, with more sent from Australia, Germany and Ireland, while Singapore and Russia pledged oxygen cylinders and medical supplies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News.